Butterflies would turn someday.
Tupac Shakur.
Wow,
right? But if you knew his mama, if you read the story about his mama, you'd understand his story a lot more. Afeni Shakur was a political activist, organizer, and mother whose life moved through resistance, hardship, and rebuilding. Now, she rose to national attention as a member of the Black Panther Party and as one of the defendants in the Panther 21 trial that took place in 1969. Now, she was pregnant with Tupac when she made the rare and formidable decision to represent herself in court. Now, while she was incarcerated, she studied the law. She's like, okay, this is what this is. I'm going to study what the ground rules are. And she did just that. So after months of study, she was in there cross-examining police officers and doing direct challenge to the prosecution. And she and her co-defendants were acquitted of all charges. Whoa. So she didn't just get justice for herself. She got justice for others. And shortly after is when she gave birth to her son, Tupac Shakur, the gifted and the talented. That's amazing, right? Now, in the years that followed, her life reflected the complexity of survival after that type of struggle, because often, you know, folks who aren't dealing with oppression, yeah, they rise. They get, you know, the book deals and the talk show circuit and this and that. They rise. But Afeni returned to what she was fighting. She returned to facing the economic hardship, the collapse of the political movements she had been a part of, because it did collapse, because it was targeted. And she, you know, life was harder than hard. Hard is not even the good word. And she did develop an addiction to crack cocaine in the early 1980s. But her story did not end there. She entered recovery and she rebuilt her life. She became a businesswoman and a steward of her son's legacy after his murder. She played a key role in preserving Tupac's work and his message, ensuring his voice continued to reach new generations. She has passed on, but she remains a figure who represents both resistance and reality, because she was a woman who stood against the state and won, a mother who struggled and recovered, a life that reflects both strength and lasting impact of what a person survives. And on that note, I do want to talk about us, when we talk about people understanding cause and effect until it shows up in a woman's life. Because people understand cause and effect very well. They say, they teach it, they quote it, they build entire systems around cause and effect. Until the effect shows up in a woman's life, especially a Black woman, yes, then suddenly it's not cause and effect anymore. It's her choices, her mistakes, her lack of discipline, her failure, especially her moral failure. A woman can endure pressure that would split this ground open all the way down to the center of this earth. Violence, violation, public humiliation, entire systems that ignore, punish, or silence her again and again, year after year, election cycle after election cycle. The constant demand to keep going anyway with a smile and looking pretty. And still, the expectation is this: walk through it untouched, come out clean, remain soft, agreeable, and definitely, almost definitely, be easy to be around. But pain, genuine pain, does not behave that way. Pain leaves evidence. It shows up in the body, in the nervous system, because it's not going to be denied, in the ways a woman copes when there is no safe place to put where what she has been forced to carry. And this is the part people avoid saying. Some of the coping that people judge the hardest is directly connected to what she survived. Not at all because she is weak. Oh, no, no, no. I've talked to so many women, and I'm here to tell you they are not weak. It is because she is human. They will study war and understand trauma, study poverty and understand stress, study disaster and understand survival responses on paper. All of this they'll study and understand on paper. Give a report, give a presentation, give you the PowerPoint, make you study it, take tests, all of that. But let a woman show the effects, the actual lived effects of what she has lived through, and suddenly all that understanding vanishes. Now, women across the Black diaspora, women from many Asian cultures, indigenous women, and other women whose cultures taught them to carry pain quietly, there's an unspoken rule. It's embedded in you. Carry it. Don't show it. Do not let it change how you are perceived, even if it is costing you everything. But that's not truth. None of that is truth. None of that is truth. It's all control. A more honest conversation would sound a little different. It would have questions like, wow, see, not assumptions, not with you coming to her knowing everything. Because the assumption people make about advocates is we come with, you know, telling women things, and that's not true at all. You come with questions. What did you endure? Who or what failed to protect you thus far? What did it cost her to survive that? What support did she receive afterward, if any? Because surviving something does not mean it did not leave a mark. And needing time, help, space, or even falling apart for a season, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons does not erase a woman's strength. It reveals, actually, the weight of what she carried. It reveals the weight of what she carried. Some affirmations to take away. My response to what I survived is not a moral failure. Pain that shows itself is not weakness, it's evidence. I'm allowed to heal in ways that are real and not performative. I honor the strength it took to survive and the truth of what it cost me. I release the expectation to appear untouched by what tried to break me. People understand cause and effect. They just don't want to see what it looks like. when a woman survives something that should have never happened to her in the first place. Our gratitude and appreciation and honor to our now ancestor, Afeni Shakur. That was pretty amazing. She gave birth to Tupac weeks after being acquitted. So when people talk about Tupac's voice, his awareness, his fire, it didn't come from nowhere. He was born out of a moment where his mother refused to be spoken for. Learned the system under great pressure. And stood inside it and challenged it directly. She, Afeni Shakur, didn't wait to be saved by the system. She learned it well enough to face it. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Woo! Amazing. All right, now. You all be great, and thanks for listening.
This is Tanya GJ Prince. Thanks for listening. Y'all be great.